It's Nick Mesner here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-2 draw with Barry Town at the top of the Welsh Premier League. Andy, how did we not go in 4 or 5 nil up at half time?
Yeah, that was really hard, Nick. It was hard to take. I'm really hard to pick the players up because at that point, at 2-1, you know, they probably rightly so look shell shocked because we have absolutely battered them for 42 of the 45 minutes in the first half. We have been relentless. They've cleared things off the line. We've hit the crossbar. We've had endless shots. We've peppered their goal. And we go in 2-1. And that's probably one of the first times I've ever experienced something like that, to be that on top. You know, they can't even get out of their box. We've got them peppered in. The shape that we've gone with, what we've done to affect them and then try to create opportunities, you know, it's worked a treat. But you have to defend the other side of the game as well. And we've got done, first of all, with a counter when we've hit the crossbar. And then we've got done with some sloppy decisions on the second goal. And like I say, that half-time team talk was really tough to galvanise the players to go again. We did. Again, the pattern continued in the second half, you know, until we got the goal. We then go 2-2, and then we just, to be fair, we had, because of the substitutions we'd made, to go and really try and get a goal, we then left ourselves then, on the flip side of it, was wide open. And, you know, we've got countered 3 or 4 times late on in the second half where we could have been punished. But also, on the back of us clearing things off the line, making, you know, the keeper's pulled off a great save from Jack Kenny. And then 30 seconds later, you know, that's something we need to look at and make sure of that. Because, yes, I want to be a bit more expansive. Yes, I want to go and ask the questions and get players further up the pitch and pin the opposition in. But we've got to be mindful as well of the back door, and just getting that balance right between the two is really important. Because if I left here today with a 0-0, I'd take that. But you know, for it to be 2-2 and us to concede 2 goals the way we did was poor. But it's a fantastic game of football. Do you know, whatever said and done, you know, the way they played, the way we dominated the first half, the way they came back into it, the way the second half went, it was a really entertaining game of football. And credit to both teams, because, you know, I think that's what people want to see. It was entertaining. It was end to end, and not my kind of game by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I like it to be a lot tighter and a lot more pragmatic than that. But yeah, I'm delighted with a point at the end.
Whilst it is just a point and not three, we are, ourselves and Barry, both 3 points clear at TNS at the top of the league now. How does that put things in perspective for you?
It's right, Nick, you know, and that's pleasing that we're 3 points clear. You know, listen, TNS will go and they could quite easily go and win 10 games back to back. We know that. The spine of their team that's been there for years, you know, in Harrison and Spender, Marriott, Routledge, Edwards, Draper, Mullen, you know, these are top players. But you know what we've shown today, by Barry and Connors Key, is that there are no average Joes in this league. You know, there's lots and lots of good teams, and there's lots and lots of good managers. So for me, certainly no average Joes.
And now next weekend, quite possibly the biggest game in the club's history, potentially up at Hampden Park.
Yeah, great. And I just said that to the players, you know, don't be disappointed. Of course, we wanted to win today. But, you know, we'll train really well this week and we'll be bright. And we'll go and have a good, you know, we'll have a go at a very good Queen's Park team. You know, they're on a good run. I don't think they've lost in 6. I've not seen the result today yet. But they've been on a good run. But, you know, the pitch, the national team play there 2 days later. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a great occasion. And, you know, all the lads are going to be champing at the bit this week to make sure they get a starting place.